One of the most loved mascots at a Cincinnati Reds game and in events around the area is Rosie Red. You may not know that Rosie Red is named after an organization closely affiliated with the Cincinnati Reds team. I'm here with Valerie Guthrie today, who is the president of Rosie Reds, Inc. Most of us Reds fans know a lot about Rosie Reds, but I'm sure there are a lot of people listening who really don't know what the organization is about. It's been around since 1964. Could you give me kind of a quick history of and why it was formed back then?
Sure thing. So the Rosie Reds was formed in 1964, as you mentioned. It was actually formed at kind of the urgency of the owner was considering moving the Cincinnati Reds out of Cincinnati. So the Chamber of Commerce had put together a committee of 40, and on that committee of 40 happened to be three women who also created a subcommittee and said, well, if you bring women to the ballpark, you will increase your attendance, which was part of the reason why they were considering moving, because the attendance was bad. It was in a bad part of town. There wasn't a lot of folks coming to the ballpark. So those ladies back in 1964 were able to form the Rosie Reds, and we were incorporated in July of 1964. It was, in fact, marketed as a women's organization. And when I see people today, they're always asking me, oh, it's just for women. I can't join. But in actuality, pretty much all of the front office back in the 60s was part of the Rosie Reds.
Yeah.
So technically, men have been a part of the organization since inception, but it was obviously mainly for the women to get them to come to the ballpark.
Right. And it seemed to work.
It did. That first year, they actually had put in various newspaper advertisements, et cetera, and that first 6 months of 1964 had gotten about 775 ladies to join the organization. During the 70s, then, it actually got to what is our bylaw cap of 3,000 and actually started a wait list of over 1,000 people during the 70s.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was
exciting. Of course, that was a great time for the Reds.
For certain.
Yeah. And interest was very high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I you know, it tends to, I would think it kind of tends to go up and down with the
Yeah, as team. The Reds go, so does the Rosie Reds. We will always inherently have about 1,500 to 1,800 individuals who will always be Rosie Red members and will always renew their membership every year. But yeah, our membership will ebb and flow as the Reds' success is going.
You make a good point about the fact that men can join this too. In fact, I believe there's been at least one man who was a president.
Correct. Yes, there's been one man individual who was the president back in the early 2000s. So yeah, currently our membership is 75% women and 25% men. Back in the day, a lot of the husbands of the wives that were attending all of the fancy parties and events were kind of jealous that their wives were meeting all of the players. So they, you know, were kind of itching to get into the organization.
Tell me what it is that the Rosie Reds do in terms of helping this franchise, helping the city, and also your activities that, you know, and I've seen you folks many years down at spring training. The bus rolls up and the Rosie Reds come piling out for a spring training game.
Yeah. So the Rosie Reds are both a philanthropic and social organization. With our dues, as well as all of our events, as you mentioned, we raise funds to provide endowments to the 9 local university baseball team programs, as well as to the Kid Glove program here in Cincinnati, in order to help grow baseball here in the tri-state area. We do bus trips, as you mentioned. We don't specifically do spring training trips, but we do one trip a year. This year happens to be to Chicago. So we're going to Chicago in July, so the first weekend right after All-Star break. And we actually have 3 buses going this year. So what I will say is there's definitely enthusiasm for 2020 Red season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you can feel it in the city. It's,
for sure.
It's growing. I would suppose that that's going to be reflected in your membership.
Yeah. So we're already about 300 above where we were last year. So
right.
We're about 2,000. One of my goals when I started being the president in 2019 is by the end of my president term, which is 3 years, is I would love to get to that 3,000 cap and start getting that wait list concept back.
Yeah, I think you may well be able to do that with the way this team looks now. It's, you know, it's one of those things, it seems to me, and maybe I'm wrong about this, that this is a unique organization in Major League Baseball in terms of being founded as a women's organization to increase interest and get women out to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know of anything else like that.
I also do not know anything like that. We have a display case now, actually, in the Hall of Fame as of last year when they did the renovation. And as the board and a couple of trustees were going through our history, we have a whole storage unit of, you know, various pictures, et cetera. We celebrated our 55th anniversary last year. And yes, I have not heard of any other, mainly female, but anyone's allowed to join, organization that supports their professional team.
One of the things about your organization is, you know, you had a logo that was what we know now as Rosie Red.
Correct.
So you're basically responsible for the creation of another mascot for the Reds.
Very much so, yes. So she's been around. So the mascot was started about 12 years ago. And interestingly enough, we owned that patent, if you will, for the Rosie Reds mascot, mm-hmm. or the logo, if you will. The Reds actually had to come to our organization and ask if they could, in fact, create that mascot. So back to your point earlier, we definitely have a fabulous relationship with that front office organization. And just as they're also trying to get more people in the stadium, they are also helping our organization get our membership up.
Well, as I go to ball games and I go to events for season ticket holders, it seems to me that Rosie is the most popular mascot there. I mean, you know, people kind of flock to her.
For sure.
Her, you know, their pictures taken with her.
She definitely has a following. That is for sure.
Yeah. That's got to make you feel good, mm-hmm. that you can do that.
Yeah. And the individual who's the mascot is Amy, and she's phenomenal.
Yes.
She is one of the nicest people we know and definitely enjoys her job.
I mean, that's a tough job.
Oh, yeah. Especially during the warm summer months.
Yeah, exactly. In terms of regular season games, I mean, do you buy block tickets?
So what we do is on our website, which is rosiereds.org, mm-hmm. we have an events page. And those events are the ones that, for example, I have to sign kind of a contract ahead of time. So we have a set of events that we do pretty much every year. But then we also have various other events that are typically like one-off or ad hoc events. For example, we just finished our opening day package ticket process here in February. So the Reds over the years have allotted us a certain number of tickets for our members. And anybody who is a member up to like the end of January, early February, gets that offer. And it's a 3-game package, if you will, mm-hmm. For opening day. And then 2 games that our board has worked with the Reds to actually get really good games. So this year we're going to the Hall of Fame Gala game on the 26th of April to see Marty Brenneman be inducted to the Reds Hall of Fame, and then the July 11th Funko Pop with Eric Davis.
Ah, okay. So you get some pretty good tickets.
Yeah. So, for example, between the opening day package, we also have a website or a sub-website with the Reds that we have about 5 or 6 games that the Reds have designated are discounted games for the Rosie Reds throughout the season. So Rosie Reds get discounted tickets. The one nice thing about being a Rosie Red, and this is what I've told people, like when we're at Reds Fest, et cetera, they'll always come up to me and say, I'm not retired. I don't have time. My response to that is, if you go to a Reds game, there is no reason why you should not become a Rosie Red member. Because we do get, just for being a Rosie Red member, you get 2 free tickets to the guest of the Reds game, which this year is August 11th against the Cubs. And you get to walk on the field in a parade with your other Rosie Red members and any of your family members who want to come with you.
And just real quickly to wrap up, if people are interested in joining, what do they do?
They go to rosiereds.org mm-hmm. and go to our membership tab. There's a red button that says join here. You can click it and go online and just fill in your application, if you will. And then you can do everything online. Or if you're not comfortable with online, as we have some members who are a little bit older, there is also a form that they can print out and mail in. But we do membership through the end of August. But the sooner you become a member, the sooner you get to enjoy the benefits of being a Rosie Red member.
Well, thank you very much, Valerie.
Thank you.
And I hope we have a great season.
We are looking forward to it.
Okay. I've been talking to Valerie Guthrie, the president of Rosie Reds, Inc. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Howard Wilkinson.
Do you want to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers. Good jacks, I don't care if I ever get back. I root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.